Stephanie Hibbett washes the dishes in her small kitchen. She's content now, living a quiet life in rural Flintstone, Georgia, homeschooling her teenage daughter. But times weren't always as peaceful.
I was married to a jerk, I guess you could say. He was abusive, very.
She was happy with her decision to divorce him, but bad decisions complicated her life. She was sent to a county jail for being found in possession of forged documents. While there, she heard that her troubled teenage son had attempted suicide. She escaped work release to visit him in the hospital. That infraction was serious enough to land her in Julia Tutwiler prison. Once there, she says she fell victim to physical abuse. Hibbett says a male guard came up to her.
Started making sexual advances, touched me in places I didn't want to be touched.
She says another time, the guard approached her.
And he came in behind me and kissed me.
According to clinical psychologist Larry Wood, physical and emotional abuse can be devastating to women inmates, especially if they have a history of abuse prior to being incarcerated. Wood is a 20-year veteran with the Federal Bureau of Prisons and has spent time counseling inmates at Tutwiler. He notes every female he counseled there said they had been physically or sexually abused prior to incarceration. He says when women encounter verbal, physical, or sexual abuse in prison, they're re-traumatized.
They don't have a well-developed or mature self-identity. You know, they think of themselves as incompetent and inept. And then when they go to prison and are told that repeatedly, that, you know, you're worthless, you're scum of the earth, in those words, that kind of environment is just reinforces it. It makes it real. It makes them believe it.
Hibbett reported the incident to prison authorities. She was asked to take a lie detector test, which she passed. She was eventually released and reported the incident to the Equal Justice Initiative, a nonprofit organization. They reported this incident, as well as others, to the Justice Department, which ignited their investigation. Brenda Smith is a professor of American University Washington College of Law who has studied the cycle of abuse incarcerated women can experience. She agrees that abuse in prisons re-traumatizes women. She also says that prior abuse is often a major contributing factor to incarceration for some women.
Past histories of physical and sexual abuse can lead to depression, which often is accompanied by alcohol and drug use. And the reality is sometimes that alcohol use and that drug use can also be the very thing that gets you incarcerated.
Smith explains, if a woman has a history of abuse, it can make her react abnormally to guards when they make demands. Melissa McNeil has seen this too. She's with the Alabama Appleseed Center for Law and Justice. She says inmates may perceive certain non-threatening interactions with guards as abuse, and sometimes they overreact.
A person could be just, hey, you guys need to go down this hall, and six of them will continue walking and do what they were told, and the one is thinking, wait a minute, that sounds like the way my father used to talk to me just before, you know. And now you have an issue with this one inmate who you think is just being disrespectful.
If a female prisoner is caught up in a cycle of abuse, does she have much of a chance to overcome it after her release? Again, Larry Wood, clinical psychologist.
They come to prison and then everything is taken away from them. The prospect for that person recovering and becoming a functional person in society is remote. At the best, they'll have psychological problems all their lives.
Problems that could lead them back to prison. But there is hope. Wood says offering female inmates mental health counseling is helpful. He also points to the job and life skills classes taught at Tutwiler as being particularly useful. He says both can help women escape the cycle of abuse as well as help lower rates of recidivism. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.